The Ides of March. You're listening to the Liberty Hour. This is Mark Glenn, at least one of your hosts. Along with me is my very good friend at the other end of this phone line, at least I hope he's there, Phil Turney, USS Liberty. Of course, our call-in number here is 800-313-9443, and we welcome your calls. We have a lot to talk about today, ladies and gentlemen, because there is a lot going on out there right now. Do we have Phil with us? Yeah. Phil's with us. Okay, good. All right. Anyway, as I said, welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. For whatever reason, the good Lord decided that he was going to let us go at least one more week, and here we are. Of course, the news this week, ladies and gentlemen, was not that Marianne from Gilligan's Island was caught with drugs. The story this week was not the resignation of Eliot Spitzer as governor of New York. The big story this week is the quote-unquote resignation of Admiral William Fallon from CENTCOM. Of course, very few people out there in America understand that this took place or the importance of it taking place. Because they were busy focusing on the latest events surrounding Eliot Spitzer or Britney Spears or take your pick. But what took place this week is extremely important. Wouldn't you agree with me, Phil?
Absolutely.
Why don't you explain to everybody quickly why this is so important, Phil?
Well, it's important for... I think the number one point, Mark, is that Admiral Fallon was a very, very controversial figure in the Bush administration concerning the Middle East, most notably probably Israel and Iran. And his views on Iran and Israel did not sit well with King George. And with that in mind, they fired him.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, he resigned, but basically he got fired. And what he knows about the USS Liberty in the Middle East, God only knows. I hope we can get him on our show soon so mm-hmm. he can explain exactly why and the reasons that he disagreed on the policies of George Bush and the impending war with Iran.
Yeah, and just so that everybody knows out there, that this is not just Phil and Mark's opinion. A lot of the people out there who make the business of watching what is going on these days with regards to the war in the Middle East, they all are sounding the same alarm, which is that this is a very bad development that portends some very bad things in the future. And... you know, I read an interesting story last night, Phil. They're obviously in damage control mode right now in the White House and in the Pentagon. And they're saying that the reason that Fallon was fired was because he was not doing his job in preventing fighters coming in from Syria and Iran that were attacking and killing our troops in Iraq. So they are in damage control mode over this, and they're already trying to spin this thing as if it were a good thing to do. But there's just no other way to look at this other than it's a big rumble of thunder out there that portends a very big, a very dangerous storm. And so this is one of the things that we're going to be covering today, ladies and gentlemen, and really how it all ties back to what happened 40 years ago, June 8, 1967, when an American ship was attacked for over an hour by the State of Israel. And there is our music indicating that we are going to our first break. Everybody stay tuned. You are listening to the Liberty Hour with Mark Glenn and Phil Turney. Stay tuned.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back for the fourth installment of the Liberty Hour. Phil, I am looking at a at a statement here that was written by presidential candidate and Congressman Dr. Ron Paul. This was written last January on the House of on the floor of the House of Representatives, and he says, "Our growing naval presence in the region and our harsh rhetoric towards Iran are unsettling. Rumors are flying about when, not if, Iran will be bombed by either Israel or the U.S., possibly with nuclear weapons. Our CIA says Iran is 10 years away from producing a nuclear weapon and that she has no delivery system. But this does not impede our plans of keeping, quote, everything on the table when dealing with Iran. We should remember that Iran, like Iraq, is a third world nation without a significant military. Nothing in history hints that she is likely to invade a neighboring country, let alone do anything to America or Israel. I am concerned, however, that a contrived Gulf of Tonkin-type incident may occur to gain popular support for an attack on Iran. Even if such an attack is carried out by Israel over U.S. objections, we will be politically and morally culpable since we provided the weapons and dollars to make it possible. Mr. Speaker, let us hope I'm wrong about this one." Now, I find this statement authored by Ron Paul to be very pertinent these days, because we have huge naval assets sitting literally right off of the coast of Iran right now. It's obvious that we have an administration that is hell-bent on going to war with Iran. It seems that there is no amount of reasoning or fact that is going to deter them from doing this. After all, our own intelligence services back in December concluded that Iran was not building a nuclear weapon, had no nuclear weapons program, and yet we have a president right now and an administration that is absolutely, hell-bent on going to war. Now, Phil, this week you wrote an excellent article that appeared on the USSLiberty.wordpress.com website. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? Because I think that it segues nicely with what we're going to be talking about today.
Okay, yeah, Mark. Again, I wanted to stress to our audience, and I'm very grateful that you are out there listening to us and helping us with the show and learning as we learn and go along with this wonderful process. And let's not forget, the show is dedicated to the 34 men that were slaughtered aboard the USS Liberty by the State of Israel in 1967, and the wounded and the men that still survive today carry those scars deep in their heart. And again, my heart goes out to their families and friends. Now, to get back to what you were saying about Admiral Fallon, then I'll get into the letter. Now, and Ron Paul. With Ron Paul's statements, I had disagreed with one thing over the objections of the United States. The United States certainly didn't object to Israel murdering 34 men June 8, 1967, so I doubt very seriously they would object to anything Israel does. Israel does what they want to do to anybody, anytime, any place. So let's just say they got a blank check. Now, getting into my letter, it is entitled 120 Seconds from a Nuclear Holocaust. And the reason I worded it that way is that planes were on their way to Cairo to incinerate that city and all of their citizens, all for the sake of Israel. And the hallmark of the letter means that if our ship would have sunk fast like they wanted us to, there would have been a nuclear holocaust. And the people that would have paid the price were the innocent civilians in Cairo and the American people. No doubt the Soviet Union would have launched a nuclear strike back at our country. And why would our country be willing to sacrifice 294 men and one of the most sophisticated intelligence gathering platforms in the world, all for the sake of Israel? Well, it's very simple. Israel comes first. The United States comes second. And again, anything Israel wants, Israel gets. So with this in mind, beware, ladies and gentlemen, we will, it's not a matter of when, but we will end up in a war with Iran if we don't stand our ground and speak up and take our country back. And it is our country. It's not the government's country. It's our country. And if we don't speak up, we have nobody else to blame but ourselves. So I personally feel that we all have an obligation to our children and grandchildren, our fellow Americans, our brothers and sisters, to stand up and speak out and demand an explanation of why our passionate attachment towards Israel is bleeding us dry. We're giving these people $10 million a day, every day, not counting what they don't steal from us or spy on us. We give this to them with a free hand, never to be paid back. Mm-hmm. With that being said, Mark, I'll let you go ahead.
Well, I think that it's important at this point that we let the audience understand what we're talking about here. When you're talking about the fact that there were phantom bombers, right, on their way to Cairo, loaded with nuclear weapons, and that they were recalled, but they were sent with orders to incinerate Cairo when word got to the USS America that the Liberty had been attacked. Now, this is not some conspiracy theory. I recommend one book, an absolutely indispensable book, is Operation Cyanide by Peter Hunnam. And the accompanying video that was produced with that book is Dead in the Water, which was produced by the BBC. And in both the book and the video, you have people being interviewed who were first-hand players in this drama 40 years ago. The ambassador or somebody with the embassy, the U.S. embassy in Cairo, Richard Parker, is on the film talking about the fact that he had been informed by Washington that bombers were on their way to Cairo to bomb it. Now, he does not mention in the video whether or not these bombers were loaded with nuclear weapons or not. But some of the other people, such as Mike Ratinger, I believe his name was, and Tony Hart, both of whom were naval personnel at that time, were talking about the fact that these bombers were on their way to Cairo to incinerate it. Now, when I started investigating the Liberty story back in April of last year, I was put in touch with a man who used to be a naval intelligence officer. You know who I'm talking about, Phil.
Yes, I do.
And an extraordinary man. And he, in the discussions that I had with him, he kept stressing to me. He said, listen, young man, he said, you need to get away from the what of the USS Liberty and get more into the why of the USS Liberty attack. Why was it attacked? That is the real story here. It's not that it was attacked, although obviously it's very important. He said the bigger story is why it was attacked. And the point that he was continually driving home to me was literally the title of your article, Phil, 120 seconds away from the nuclear holocaust, that we came that close. And it was not just bombing Cairo, because as anyone will see watching the video that I'm talking about, Dead in the Water, you'll see at the end of that video there is a supplemental section where a former Russian submarine commander is being interviewed. And he's talking about the fact that there were Russian nuclear subs parked off of the coast of Israel, and they were ready to incinerate Israel if Egypt were attacked by the United States. People have to understand at this time that these were very heady days. You had the Soviet Union allied with the Arab nations, supplying them with all kinds of military hardware, and of course you had the United States allied with Israel, and both Israel and the United States wanted the Soviets out of the Middle East. And they were willing to go to these lengths of actually initiating a nuclear war in order to see this take place. Now, there is our music, and we will continue this discussion when we get back. Everyone, stay tuned. You are listening to the Liberty Hour with the one and only Phil Turney, survivor of the USS Liberty, and his evil apprentice, Mark Glenn of the American Free Press. Stay tuned.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are again with the Liberty Hour. Again, this is dedicated to the survivors and the dead and the wounded and the brokenhearted. And I wanted to just go over a quick point here right quick. Every week the show goes on, it seems like that Mark and myself become more of an issue of being labeled as Nazis and Jew haters and troublemakers and so on and so forth. But I'll tell you what, I'll gladly wear that label proudly as long as I can get the truth out and Mark can get the truth out. This show is not about lies. This is about the truth. It's about facts. We don't make this stuff up. History has proven us right. And what we're trying to do is to make the people guilty of the sins of premeditated murder be held accountable. There's no limit on the statute's limitations on murder, and certainly there's no limits in God's eyes to the death and destruction they brought upon our ship, the USS Liberty, June 8, 1967. So let's not forget that this show is not a hate show. It's not here to degrade or denigrate anybody. But, ladies and gentlemen, the facts speak for themselves, and we can't change the facts. So let's just let the chips fall where they may, and let's come together as a nation and take our country back before it's too late. And I'm very proud to be associated with Mark Wynn and all the work he's done, and also American Free Press. You know, I was reading the newspaper yesterday, and there's great articles in there by Mark and several other great Americans, including Charlie Reese and Paul Craig Roberts, former Undersecretary of State. And if they're willing to put their name and be associated with American Free Press, these great Americans, well, I'll tell you what, I certainly am too. And so because people don't like certain things, they label you. Don't be afraid of the labels. Don't be afraid of the labels. Just go with your heart and do what's right. Do what God tells you to do. Be a person of character, not an assorted person that believes everything the government tells you. And with that being said, Mark, I'll let you take off and go ahead and finish your thoughts.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you for your comments, Phil. It does get to be a bit tiring dealing with this all the time. The fact that there are so many people out there who will just they'll just bark like Pavlov's dogs when they're given the order. And can you imagine, you know, during other times in our nation's history, if there had been a particular interest group who had the kind of control over the American thought process that they could basically disarm and cause the American people to stand down in the face of a threat to their existence merely by the fear of being labeled as something? I mean, imagine, back during the time of the American Revolution, if the British had been able to convince the American people, oh, you can't speak out against what we're doing, otherwise you're going to be labeled as anti-British, or, you know, following the attack on Pearl Harbor. Whatever people may think about that, of course, you know, we know there's a lot of controversy as to whether or not this was a pre-planned thing and that the U.S. government knew that it was coming and that then refused to act or not. But nevertheless, can you imagine if the Japanese had had a PR firm or something like that in this country where they could disarm the American people out of the fear of being called anti-Japanese? Or if the Germans had had a an in with the American media where they could make the American people fear being called anti-German or something like that. I mean, that's basically what we're dealing with here. We have a nation in the Middle East that has forced the American people to stand down in the face of what is an unprecedented threat. What I would consider an existential threat that we're talking about right now. Israel was completely willing to have the United States and at that time the Soviet Union engage in a nuclear exchange with each other. She was completely willing to allow that to happen, precipitated, of course, by the attack on the Liberty. And yet you have a certain group of people in this country, unfortunately, even some of them among the Liberty survivors themselves, who cower before the before this group for fear of being labeled as X, Y, and Z. I'm sorry, I just don't understand it. Nevertheless, like I said, I appreciate your words on that, Bill, and I think that given time, we'll see what happens. Hopefully, these people will get their senses about them, and they will crawl out of their foxholes and start fighting rather than waiting for somebody to make a deal with the enemy, you know, and to bring hostilities to an end. And there is our music. We will be back in just a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the Liberty Hour with Mark Glenn and Phil Turney. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, for the second half hour of the first hour of the two-hour program. Sorry about me having to constantly clear my throat, ladies and gentlemen, but I don't know what it's like where you are, but up here in North Idaho, it is cold and snowy. We got at least an inch of snow last night. Looks like we're going to get some more today. I was talking with a good friend of mine in Louisiana yesterday, a Liberty survivor. And he was complaining about the fact that he had to turn on his air conditioning because it was 80 degrees. And I told him, I said, listen, come up here and you'll get all the air conditioning you could want for a million years. Anyway, Phil, we were talking about the situation in the Middle East right now, and in particular the firing of Admiral Fallon. And let's just call it for what it is. He was fired. As much as the press has played it up, that he resigned willingly because he said that his opinions and those of the administration made it impossible for him to execute America's interests in the region. Now, you don't have to be a genius to figure out what is going on here. About a week or so ago, there was a news story floated in the American media saying that Bush was possibly going to fire Fallon. And this, of course, took place simultaneous to the release of an interview that Esquire magazine did with Fallon. And Fallon was very candid in his remarks in this interview where he was saying that he's catching a lot of heat for the fact that he does not see eye to eye with Bush and the neocons as far as what is taking place in the Middle East. And let's keep in mind as well that in other interviews that Fallon has given over the course of the last year, he's been very candid. He said that an attack on Iran would not take place on his watch. He said that he and some of the other high-ranking members of the military are, quote, trying to put the crazies back in the box, unquote. Now, the way that I read this, Phil, is Fallon is obviously not a stupid man. He's a four-star admiral. He sees that you don't dedicate this amount of naval resources to an area, unless you intend to use them. Now, with America bogged down in Iraq as far as boots on the ground, we don't have the manpower to mount an invasion of Iran. But we sure could bomb the hell out of it from the sea. And as you have explained to me, because you obviously know the finer points of naval protocol than I do, the way that you were explaining it to me, Fallon is the linchpin to all of it, meaning his office of Central Command, that he oversees all of the military operations literally from the Middle East all the way to Asia. And according to the chain of command, it goes from the President to the Secretary of Defense to the Joint Chiefs, and then finally, Fallon is the one who is responsible for overseeing all of this. And so if indeed Fallon were to be a player in this who would prevent or would not execute the order, this thing would not take place. Now, as you explained to me, you said that within 5 minutes Bush could fire him and replace him with somebody who is more pliable and cooperative. But this would be a very, very bad thing to do politically for Bush, because it would make him appear to be the warmonger that he is. So they had to put the pressure on Fallon to have him stand down. Now, something that you and I have not discussed, because it really just started running through my head last night, what is the possibility here that the Bush administration, what they are actually afraid of is a mutiny? Have you considered that?
I have, Mark, and I still think that's in the works. I think that when you talk about Admiral Fallon, you're talking about a great American, and he comes out of the same cookie cutter as another wonderful admiral, Admiral Thomas Moore, a very good friend of mine. He has since passed, and God bless him for all the work he did for the USS Liberty. But as Admiral Fallon and Admiral Moore, another four-star admiral, which was former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, he wouldn't stand for such nonsense. But I must tell you a story, and it's just a real short story about Admiral Moore. I was talking to him at a function one day, and we were having lunch, and we were awarding him the first annual USS Liberty Award for his courageous actions and support of our cause to bring out the truth of the cold-blooded murder on 34 Americans and attempted murder of 174 others, well, excuse me, 294 others on the USS Liberty. But he told me one time an Israeli higher-upper, like an ambassador, came to him and said, "I need this, I need this, and I need this." And the admiral told him that he could not oblige him, that Congress would never go along with that. And this higher-up Israeli says, "Admiral, you get that stuff ready for me." He says, "You don't worry about the Congress. I'll take care of them." And sure enough, within hours, Admiral Moore was ordered to give the Israelis anything and everything they wanted. Now, nothing's changed since then. In my opinion, the Israeli government is breaking this country's back. How much further can we bend over? How much more blood and treasure can we give? We have no more. People are hawking everything they own to just get put fuel in their tanks. And we give Israel $10 million every day. And these other countries, why don't we just stop all foreign aid and take care of America first? This is our country. It belongs to us. It's where we live. It's where we're going to die. Not unless it's on the battlefield, fighting for another country. I may sound a little angry today, but I am. I'm very angry over the firing of Admiral Fallon, what's going on in the Middle East, what happened to us 40 years ago, and then to be labeled, as I said before, by certain groups as being anti-Semitic. Listen, I'm not anti-Semitic, but when I see somebody murder somebody in cold blood, it's my duty as an American, as a serviceman, to report that murder. And I'm reporting to you, the American people, that Israel is guilty of cold-blooded, premeditated murder, and our country will not lift a finger to rectify this situation. It's up to you, ladies and gentlemen. Please write your senators and congressmen by email. They'll never get it by mail. Email them and demand an investigation into the USS Liberty, or you'll fire them. That's what it's going to take to get this country back on track. And I mean, if we don't get it on track now, we're going to reap what we sow. And if we sow any more money to Israel and support to Israel, we're beaten. We're done. We're not a superpower anymore. We are controlled by another government. Sadly, but true. It is a true story, and we need your support. I'm sorry I got off topic, Mark, but I had to get that out.
That's how I feel. Actually, it's a good thing you did bring this up, and the reason why is because you were telling me that you had been trying to contact your Congressman Salazar for months, literally, and finally you reached your limit, and you called them or whatever, and you said, listen, if you don't respond to these letters that I have been sending to you, I am going to get together every veteran in this state, and we are going to form a group, and we are going to follow you around everywhere you go when you come back here to campaign. We're going to follow you everywhere you go and heckle you and become such a thorn in your rear end that you're going to regret ever having not responded to my letter. And you said that within a few days you got a response from him, right?
I did, and they put me in touch with his personal aide, Eric Wortman, and I've been emailing him almost on a daily basis just to let him know that I'm still here. But, you know, Mark, I still haven't gotten another letter or any response from Congressman Salazar or his brother, Senator Salazar. They're lockstep in line with whatever Israel wants, Israel gets. And it's just not him or them. It's the whole United States Congress. There's one woman that stood up this week and spoke out about giving money to Israel. And she wanted to know from the Secretary of State, Rice, is this money going to be used to build more settlements? And Secretary Rice could not answer her definitively and say, no, this money will not be used for building more settlements in the occupied territories. Now, they are going to use this money to build more settlements. All the money we've given them since has gone to build walls, settlements, and to imprison the Palestinian people behind a fence and concrete walls. So my point being is that with pressure, I don't know if it's going to work. I hope it does, that these people will listen to us.
Well, I think that it can work, Phil, okay? I mean, it's like It's like anything. You can put out a huge fire with just one bucket, okay, and then an inexhaustible source of water. You can do it, but it's a lot of work. Now, ultimately, you know, what we have to remember is that these people in our Congress, with few exceptions, they are they're people of very weak wills. I mean, they will, as we can see right now with the campaign that's taking place for the presidency, these are people who will do or say anything in order to get elected. They no longer have any honor. Their word means nothing. They'll say one thing and then they'll do another. So, you know, that is a liability, but it is also something that works in our favor. Ultimately, what has to happen is that they have to fear and dread us more than they fear and dread the lobby working for the interests of a foreign country. Unfortunately, the biggest obstacle that we have in doing this, Phil, is the apathy of the American people. I mean, we just have to be honest about that. The American people are more interested in Britney's dirty underwear than they are over the fact that their young men and women are dying over in the Middle East, and that this is just the warm-up act. They really don't care. Now, as you indicated before, economically, you know, things really are going to hell very quickly. People are, you know, they can't even buy gas to get back and forth to work. As I indicated in last week's show, they had a story up here talking about the fact that the pawn shops are taking all kinds of new business by people who are bringing in jewelry and tools and guns and whatnot, just so that they can get money to buy gas so that they can get back and forth to work. Food prices literally are skyrocketing. And if there is any hope on the horizon, it is the fact that things are coming to a head in this country, and people are really beginning to feel the pinch in a very serious way. Now, my fear is that the other side is going to capitalize on this, and they're going to say, listen, all of our economic problems will be solved if we go to war against Iran. Now, I know that people may snicker that I would propose such a crazy theory that the other side would be willing to do this, but I think that it's more than a possibility that they would. I mean, they are cornered and they are desperate. They have got to get this war going, and I think that they. I mean, let's face it. There was a time when the cigarette companies in this country used to champion the health benefits of smoking in order to get people to buy their cigarettes. This was a long time ago. But my point is that people will say anything in order to sell their product. And my fear is, as I said, that the other side is going to use the present economic situation as a means of launching this war. They're going to say, listen, you know, the reason why is because Iran is you know, she's making these deals with these Arabs, and it's driving the price of oil up and all the rest of it. We've got to take care of her now. You know, it may result in a spike in prices, but eventually things are going to level off, and we will go back to being prosperous again. And so that is the thing that I fear the worst, is that that's how they're going to sell the American people into digging themselves into an even deeper hole than they are now.
Well, Mark, you make a very good point. But how much money do you have to make to be prosperous, to feed your family, to enjoy life, to go out on your boat and put gas in your boat? You have to make at least twice what you're making now to even survive. And people with young kids and families, such as yourself, you have 8 children and a beautiful wife, and I mean, it's just got to cost you a fortune to survive. But there's millions of American families in the same boat, And it all stems from price of oil, which makes the price of food and everything else go up, transportation, so on and so forth, is passed on to the American people. Now, the whole Arab nation is not fighting us. No, they're not. We're fighting in Iraq, and they don't like it. They don't want us there. So they're squeezing us through the pocketbook, and they're doing a real good job of it. And they will continue to squeeze us. I think the price of oil this morning was like $111.33. So it wasn't, 6 months ago it was $50, and everybody gasped. Well, it'll never go to $50. Mm-hmm. And here we are over $100. So, it all goes back to our policies, our passion and attachment for the government of Israel.
Bill, hold that thought. We've got a break, and then we will be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned, and we're looking for callers here, 800-313-9443.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, for the last 5 minutes segment of the first hour of the fourth program of the Liberty Hour. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to have to cut Phil loose because being the hot commodity that he is these days, he actually has another radio show to be on this next hour as a guest. I would recommend, ladies and gentlemen, obviously, that you take Phil's words to heart. This man has seen the devil up close and personal 40 years ago when his ship was attacked Every day he tells me new stories that I had not heard from him before about what he experienced that day. And it is just simply amazing that anybody could go through this and still be able to function as a human being afterwards. But anyway, Phil, we won't hold you up any longer because I know you have to get ready for your next show.
Oh,
is there anything you want to tell everybody before you go?
Yeah, I would, Mark. Thank you. I would just like to thank everybody that listens to our show and to let them know up front and honestly that this show is not dedicated to being a hate monger or anything like that. We just want to tell the truth, and we want to inform the American people about who we are and what happened 40 years ago and what's happening now, and that we are patriots. We're red-blooded Americans. We love our country. That's why we're doing this, not because we hate our country, because we love our country. And I want everybody to understand that totally and emotionally in your hearts. We're not here to run our country down. We're here to try to save our country. And with that being said, Mark, good luck for the next hour. I hope you get a lot of callers. And thank you, and I'll talk to you guys next week.
All right, Phil, take care. God bless.
Same to you.
Phil Turney, ladies and gentlemen, a real American hero. You know, that's something you know, Phil and I speak every day, ladies and gentlemen, to the point now my wife is threatening to take my cell phone away from him because I actually spend more time talking to him than I do talking with my family. So anyway, I'm only half kidding about that. But the fact of the matter is that Phil and I, you know, we were talking about this yesterday, and talking about the how exasperating it is trying to do this, trying to sound the alarm out there, and with so little interest in it. And it's not just from, you know, it's not just from us, but from other people too. It seems that, like I said, the American people is they are under a deep, deep spell. And trying to wake them up from this is nearly impossible. You know, people, when they ask, you know, what are you trying to do with this? And the best example that I can give is, you know, we have seen a common scene in movies where you've got a bomb that's about to go off in a populated area, and you've got one guy or a small group of guys, you know, they're frantically trying to find the bomb, and then they find the bomb, and then they've got to go and they've got to disarm this thing, you know. And so you've got all these wires, and you have to cut the right one, and if you don't, the whole thing is going to blow up. And that basically is what we're dealing with here. And there is the music indicating that we're going to the break. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the Liberty Hour.
Shoving it.